As the National Park Service, NPS, continues highlighting the many roles of its parks during World War II, the westernmost landmass in the contiguous United States is getting its due. Olympic National Park. First designated a monument by President Teddy Roosevelt in 1909, before President Franklin D. Roosevelt's reclassification as a park in 1938, the 922,650-acre protected region in Washington state is also recognized by UNESCO as an international biosphere reserve. Olympic National Park includes temperate forests, stretches of Pacific coastline, as well as subalpine forests and meadows. Thanks to its location on an isolated peninsula, it's also home to many endemic plant and animal species, including the Olympic marmot, Marmota olympus, and Piper's bellflower, Campanula piperi. The national park received a lot of attention during WWII for very different reasons, however. Its history is laid out in a recent social media post by Pearl Harbor National Memorial due to an ongoing search and rescue operation in the park. Because the peninsula extends further west than any other landmass in the contiguous United States, military and government officials considered it one of the most strategic and vulnerable places in the nation. The nearby Strait of Juan de Fuca funneled all traffic to and from vital ports in Seattle and Tacoma, as well as the naval base in Bremerton. U.S. Army and Coast Guard engineers began installing 13 aircraft warning service, AWS stations throughout Olympic National Park in 1942, many from converted fire lookouts. Park rangers even staffed some of the stations and continuously monitored the skies for potential aerial bombardments. The installations remained operational throughout the entire year, regardless of the region's notorious winter storms. The many logistical and environmental challenges were even documented by Olympic National Park Superintendent. At one point, it took 2 days for a 6-person resupply crew to toboggan the 3 miles to Hurricane Lookout. Another team of 8 workers backpacked 6 miles to one of the park's most remote posts while carrying 400 pounds of supplies. The AWS ended in 1944, but 2 of the original outposts still exist and are accessible to park visitors. Dodger Point and Pyramid Peak can be reached after hiking a steep trail north of Lake Crescent. Every week leading up to the 85th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, the National Park Service will take you across the country to explore America's experience in World War II through the lens of national parks. The first week in the series also highlighted the roles of Golden Gate Recreation Area and Governor's Island National Monument in protecting the coasts.